This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
If you go out there and you lose to Jansen Junk, I'm officially peeing my pants, okay? If the Marlins come to Fenway and you don't win at least two of those games, really you should sweep them, but if you don't win at least two of these games, I am officially peeing my pants, okay? I will have wet pants. And I'm not proud of that, but that's where it's going to be.
Peeing your pants is cool. Consider me Miles Davis.
Oh! That was the grossest thing I've ever heard in my life!
WEEI Afternoons. Am I supposed to know what this is, Fitzy?
To survive!
Yeah!
Kumite, 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 Kumite.
It's a song from Bloodsport.
It was a long time ago.
Right now, there's at least three people in their car rocking, going,
I've been waiting to hear this song. Yes, this is my jam.
Feels strong. I saw the movie.
Great movie. Epic. Legendary film. Van Damme's best.
40 years ago?
I saw the movie 4 weeks ago.
What?
I watch it all. It's free on Netflix.
Oh, no. Definitely haven't seen it since the late 80s.
You should rewatch it.
Or maybe early 90s.
You've got a lot of Chong Lee vibes.
It seems offensive, so we'll just move right on. WEEI Afternoons at Fenway Park in our Fenway Ford Clubhouse Studios. That was our own Christian Arcand. Before we had Bloodsport, we had Christian Arcand. I love how he explained, too, how, you know, what peeing your pants would entail. I'll have wet pants and really kind of went into it deeply. But I agree with him. Red Sox come home where they've been a very good baseball team, and they face baseball teams that are not very good.
I will have wet pants.
Thank you. That's how that works. Unless you have a diaper on, then your pants would be dry.
So far, we've gotten Kumite, wet diaper, Chong Lee. Anything else we want to
Friday.
Get?
Friday.
It's Friday.
Sometimes you go off the rails on Friday, but I believe you need to
Life
go
well-lived.
4-1 in these five games.
Correct.
The Marlins and the Orioles. The Marlins, I believe they're 3-7 in their last 10. Are they a little better than they were last year? Did they have their way with the Yankees? Sure. Don't be the Yankees. That was also in Miami. But you need to win these baseball games, and they're not without talent. So you can't just like, oh, roll the bat and ball out there and we'll be okay. But
I was surprised to see that the Marlins were only five games under 500, considering what a tire fire they were earlier in the season and how their own fan base has just veritably given up on them. And look, I do not anticipate in any stretch that tonight on such a beautiful night with so much going on around Fenway, that with these great vibes that have been rolling through Fenway all season long, especially on Friday night, that you're just going to see a parade of Marlins jerseys.
Dan Ball likes numbers, so I'm going to throw two numbers at him because I think it means that the Red Sox should be just fine. The Red Sox on their season are plus 97, I believe.
Yeah, I believe they're still leading the American League.
Yeah, so plus 97 for the Red Sox.
Yes.
Minus 57 for the Marlins.
That means that they're not very good. They're giving up more runs than they're scoring, which is usually a metric of a bad baseball team.
So these two teams play, the Red Sox should win.
Yeah, they're
somewhat easily.
If you are what you've been preaching that you are, then yeah, you should be able to win 4 out of 5 at minimum.
If you are who we thought you were.
Right.
Then, yes.
But is this team, have we reached that level with this team yet? Where we say, you are the team who you're supposed to be, so we assume you're going to go out there and do the job. Or is there still some hesitation of, well, there was like, we did send Giolito, Bayo, Crochet to the mound. And we
Do you need any further proof than in this past week where Crochet goes out and gets tagged, and then the next night we're all like, well, here comes another one, and then May pitches a shutout? I mean, this is the streakiest team in all of baseball. The only thing I can predict is that they will remain unpredictable the entire rest of the season.
And so I think we're in trouble.
Buckle up, baby.
Because I think they need to get predictable. They have an easy schedule down the stretch here of 40 games. They have an easy schedule over the next 5 days. And if they remain unpredictable, then we're going to start talking about typical collapses, not that good. They need to be predictable midseason, which was, are they just a good baseball team? Do they have a good starting rotation? Do they have three starters you count on? Do they have the makings of a bullpen that when the starters do their job and give you 6 innings, Alex Cora can kind of have a traditional game plan toward a closer and play that style of game? Or are they going to be the helter-skelter early in the year? Uh-oh, Giolito got knocked out of the game after 1 2/3, like he's Braintree. No, cheap.
Hey.
Too soon.
Yeah, where's Dartmouth, bro?
Nope, they're not in it.
Yeah,
so they're not in the league. So
better to have loved and lost than never loved at all. Hey, the idea of the Red Sox going back to the frustrations of late April and May when we're like, what the hell is wrong with this team? They turned a corner. I would say in July, when they had that 10-game win streak. Now, I'm not going to tell you that they're going to be another 10-game win streak away from just like rocking and rolling and catching up to the Blue Jays, but you're going to get the long win streaks with a couple of these brain fart games where it's like, guys, what are you doing? And then just when you start to bet against them, out comes a Criswell. Just when you predict that they're going to get it handed to them, out comes a Dustin May. That's what you need to be prepared for.
So that would be my point, the win streaks. We ran the numbers, Dan Ball. We went back and compared. It was to have two win streaks of that size that close together was pretty rare.
Yeah, first time in, what did we say, 45, 50 years?
Something like that.
Something to that effect, yeah.
That's why you're a good baseball team right now. If you take away a 17-0 record in a short period there, a 10-game and a 7-game win streak, you're a sub-500 baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in the wild card. We're talking about another August collapse. We're talking about big picture questions. And that's my concern, is that you rode those, but now you need to make the most of those. And now you just need to do what Alex Cora has asked about all year, right? He basically says win the series. 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1. Go 2-1 all the way along.
If they just did that as consistently, remember the theme of the team, Andy, consistently inconsistent.
Yeah, and if they stay that, then they're not the team that I think they are, because I would even go back to the two lost series they just had. I think those teams did what they were supposed to do as good baseball teams at home. Playoff baseball teams at home go 2-1. And I think the Boston Red Sox need to be that or more moving forward. The Yankees are mixed in there. That's a good baseball team. Those are going to be some fun games. I was already looking ahead. I think they're all national-type games. They're all on national outlets. A few different ones.
Fox, Prime, yes. MLB Network, and then Sunday Night Baseball, I think, is the order.
Which is what old-school Red Sox-Yankees used to be. It was always, you know, a Fox game on Saturday, a Sunday Night Baseball game on Sunday-type thing. So those are going to be interesting, because the one thing that jumped out to me when I look at the standings, and Dan Ball's been explaining it to me during the breaks here.
Classic. But
with Earl and Ziff.
Nope, no Earls and no Ziffs.
And BABIP, not BISPA.
So the Boston Red Sox, who are in second place in the American League East, who are a game and a half up on the Yankees for the third wild card spot, they're the sandwich second wild card spot behind the Mariners, have a worse chance to make the playoffs than the New York Yankees.
Yes.
A Red Sox team that has been very good against the Yankees, correct?
That is absolutely correct.
So they'll play each other 4 times coming up in a week.
They will, and I'm hoping for 3 out of 4.
Right. And they've been good against the Yankees. So it's not just hope. It's like recent examples will tell you.
There's evidence.
Yeah, there's evidence. And yet the Yankees have an 83% chance to make the playoffs. I think I'm rounding up. And the Red Sox have a 73% chance to make the playoffs.
Right.
WTF.
My understanding, and again, this is going to be met with, well, I don't care, I don't like stats, anything like that. So I'm going to try to argue on behalf of FanGraphs when I say that the seeming belief is that the Yankees have a better or more consistent, but I'll just use better roster down the stretch than the Red Sox do.
When are you out of your mind?
All the different pieces together.
Bro?
I'm not saying I agree, but they ran, what was the number, 20,000 different simulations of the rest of the season.
They always say that. You think they really do?
20,000, yes. Because the computer, like the computer runs 20,000 simulations in the time it takes for one of us to disagree with each other or formulate a take.
Yeah, I think they fluff it a little bit, but proceed.
No, but that's just
every radar gun is juice. Blah, blah, blah.
They took the roster and the current numbers of the Yankees and the roster and the current makeup of the Red Sox, and the computer perceived that the Yankees have a roster that is built for more success down the stretch than the Boston Red Sox.
The computer ever heard of Roman Anthony?
Yeah.
Well, that's also part of it.
500 on base percentage over the last month.
Like the Yankees.
They're like them apples, computer.
I would wonder, this is just a guess, I would wonder if the computer favors veterans because there's more of a sample size. Like Paul Goldschmidt's played in the league for 10, 15 years, so I know what he does in September versus Roman Anthony, Rafaela, Meyer, you know, all these guys, and even Crochet. They haven't really done much of anything in late August into September into October, so maybe he doesn't know what to base it on.
That's very fair, number one. Number two, boy, Goldschmidt, how come we couldn't get guys? Yeah. God, what a bunch of problems he would have solved. But three, think about this. Yankees bullpen, which, of course, we all had fun having a guess at when they, you know, faltered early on at the trade deadline. Eventually,
well, Marlins in one of them.
Yeah.
The Marlins were playing Sweet Caroline as the Yankees fans were exiting the stadium.
Yes. Pretty great.
But you have to imagine at one point or another, these guys not only will right the ship, but they're actually going to be plus high leverage relief arms for the Yankees. And I think that's what factors into the calculus here. I full well expect the Red Sox to finish with the third wild card.
That's a bit of a negative tone.
No, it's not. They're going to make the postseason. I think the Yankees will eventually pass them.
And they have to. That's the thing to remember is the Yankees can't just be equal to them down the stretch. They have to pick up a game and a half.
But that could also happen in one weekend because the Red Sox have lost their lead this last week.
Or it could go the other way.
It certainly could. Absolutely. And you could do the same thing against Toronto when you play them in September.
It sometimes bothers me, those numbers, and I get their numbers. So what do I care? Like, we've seen plenty of games where these types of numbers tell you this team, it was Celtics Heat Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics had, I believe, a 99-point-something% chance to win that series. Did they win the series?
No.
Oh, the
funny
Heat,
how that worked out.
That Eastern Conference will confound and infuriate me for as long as I walk this earth.
So there's a reason that I have little faith in these numbers, even just in games. Oh, you know, those little graphs they put at the bottom of all the stories now, like this was the percentage of win total, blah, blah. Oh, 98%. Oh, they didn't win. Huh, that's weird. 98%. So that seems like the 98% and then fail happens more than it should for my brain to analyze it. But I think the Red Sox have a better chance to make the playoffs. I think the Red Sox are playing better baseball. I think there is genuinely, talk about managers. Which manager do you think has a greater level of trust and faith both in his clubhouse and outside of his clubhouse?
Oh, it's Alex Cora, and it's not even particularly close.
Boone is a hothead who nobody seems to have any faith in.
Boone is a hothead and
Savage is in the box.
Well, everything that we accused Alex Cora of being in terms of he's just submitting the lineup that Breslow gives him and what Boone has been the puppet for Brian Cashman for a decade. And that's why you get a team that spends a lot of money. And when it comes to actually making in-game decisions against good teams in the playoffs, you don't win. So there's a massive advantage there.
617-779-7937. How you feeling about the Red Sox-Yankees? It's on the horizon, and it could be a battle for a wild card spot, playoff positioning, whatever it may be. The computers say the Yankees have a better chance to make the playoffs than the Red Sox, despite their spot in the standings behind Boston right now. Up next, Celtics schedule came out yesterday. We got the totality of the games for the Celtics this year. Jaylen Brown's team. Yes, I said it. For this year, it's Jaylen Brown's team.
For now.
We'll look at their national TV games and what that might mean about how the NBA thinks the Celtics are going to fare without Jason Tatum, who I last saw pushing Deuce off the side of a boat as he was going scuba
His
diving.
His son.
Very randomly. Yeah. Very random. Yeah, he was pushing Deuce off the side of a boat. But a little Celtics schedule talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
If you don't win at least two of these games, I am officially peeing my pants, okay?
I will have wet pants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
What are your expectations for this season?
My expectations are always the same. Compete like hell to win the next game. You know, like, that's always going to be it. That will always be it. And that's the way that we're going to try to put our foot forward. We've got some new guys. We've got some guys that will have to take on extra, extra in their roles. But we believe in the guys that have been in the building, and we look forward to getting the guys that haven't and all working together to try to create a team that functions well together and plays hard as hell.
A little different feel here with Brian Furzocco.
Hey, Furzocco. Is this a Pharrell song from Minions?
I'm impressed.
I never heard it before. So. WEEI Afternoons live here at Fenway Park in our Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. Want to set the table for the rest of the show. 3:30. We'll talk to our buddy Mike Giardi about what the heck's going on out in Minnesota with Patriots joint practices with the Vikings ahead of tomorrow's rare Saturday afternoon preseason game.
Do you think this will be the week where he agrees with your take about the offensive line?
I think the entire world is getting closer to my take about the offensive line, but we'll
agree.
See. And Rob Bradford will join us in studio 5:30. Little Red Sox talk heading into Red Sox Marlins tonight. But right now, you heard Brad Stevens right there talking about the 2025-2026 Celtics. Go compete your ass off. Well, the schedule came out, so we know when, where, and how they'll be competing. And the number of national TV games. They had 25 on the schedule. That's behind the Thunder, the Lakers, the Warriors, the Knicks, the Wolves, the Rockets, and the Nuggets. The Thunder leading the way, tied with the Knicks, Warriors, Lakers, all with 34 games. I think that's normal, right? The defending NBA champions, the MVP, young superstar team. Okay, yeah. The Lakers, Luka, LeBron coming to the end, Luka settling in out in L.A., plus they're the Lakers, so they always get the, you know, the bump of being the Lakers. The Warriors, an aging team with star players. The Knicks, I think, is an interesting one, coming off sort of their
conference final, deep run, marquee.
Fired their coach. You know, the best thing to do after you have your best season in a quarter century
What's that?
Fire the coach.
Well, I mean, they had such a great market for their next coach, right?
Oh, yeah, they
definitely
were ready to go.
No buyer's remorse on
nope,
that one.
They had tons of ideas lined up. But what does this say And a couple side notes here. Celtics have the easiest strength of schedule and are tied for the fewest back-to-back games. Just another reason for us to put pressure on my boy Jaylen Brown to carry them this season, something that our friend Bob Cousy seems a little dubious about based on his comments to Dan Shaughnessy. But do you think this is disrespectful to see the – because I don't. 25 national – the first thing I would say is the Celtics lost their all-NBA superstar player. So right there – whatever the number is, don't you take away 20%, 10%, whatever the number is, they are not as loaded a star-studded basketball team as these other teams.
No, they are not. And while I think locally we've talked ourselves into this will be one of the most compelling Celtics seasons in a long time because no Jason Tatum. You bring back Mazzulla. They're coming off the disappointing loss in the conference semis to the Knicks. Now Jaylen Brown takes over. You had to trade away Porzingis and Jrue Holiday. So a lot of compelling storylines for us as Celtics fans. But get outside of New England. We have to do play a little game called Think Outside 495. I think people are looking at it as like, they had their time. Maybe we'll take a year or two off of the Celtics. So that's why getting over 20 nationally televised games, that still shows some respect.
I think it's a lot.
Because you could be, people could just say like, they ain't it this year. We'll pass.
So you lose a top five player. And you lose three top 50 players. Remember the whole thing last year was like the Celtics have five. It was five in the top 48, I think, in the rankings of players in the NBA. Well, yeah, obviously. You're loaded with talent. You're the defending champions. You're going to be Christmas Day, every holiday, the whole thing. You're the biggest thing in town. Oh, no more Porzingis. No more Jrue Holiday. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, no Jason Tatum. You don't think...
And no Niang.
If the Thunder lose this year... and SGA misses the following year, you think they're going to lead the league in national TV games?
No shot.
No. No shot in hell.
And do you think, quite honestly, yes, they are the defending champion. Yes, they are set up for success over the long haul as well. Do you find watching them, I'm trying not to use recency bias, I'm trying not to especially use geography bias when I say this. Do you find watching the Thunder to be super compelling?
Well, I have an issue because I don't love the whole go to the free throw line thing.
Not my favorite team to watch.
That is a thing for me. Now, I don't dislike them. I just, when their best player, part of his game is to really get to the line a lot. That kind of, I don't know, takes the fun. To me, if you get to the line in accordance with I'm taking it to the rim, trying to score a lot, it's three-point plays. Like, that's something different than, I think he does a little bit of the James Harden. I just want to get to the line. You know, that and that style. But they have a lot of fun young basketball players. They play a high-tempo basketball. They play an aggressive style basketball. And when they're healthy, someone like Chet Holmgren. Like, he's a fascinating player to see where his career is going to go alongside SGA. So, yeah, I think they're a fun team. But I would look at the other team. You know, you look at the Knicks. They have a lot of talent. They have... first of all, the market of New York. They're like L.A. So
they have a superstar. They have somebody who was on his way to stardom, and yep. I believe last year certified his superstardom.
Yeah, I think you could say Jalen Brunson's a superstar, but you automatically in New York get a bump. They want your TV market. If you're good enough to be in the conversation, you're going to get fluffed up. You're going to get overly elevated. So none of the, even the Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards, that's a young superstar. Yeah. That's a team.
He'll happily tell you he's it.
Absolutely. And he can do and say things along the way over the course of a season that will bring even more eyeballs and sort of specific interest based on whatever, you know, when he's pouting because somebody double teamed him. That's
what happens when you're
works
a star.
When you're good, buddy.
Yeah, when you're good, buddy.
So yeah, I think the NBA is actually being pretty respectful to the Celtics right here with 25 national teams.
Let me tell you a team that I think is going to be a ton of fun to watch because every now and again we're legally allowed to think about teams outside of Boston, though this is a Boston where I've been told we're Boston sports original.
Indeed.
I'm looking forward to watching the Spurs.
Okay.
I am fascinated by that. I want to see what Wemby can become this year. If
you want to ask me which team I'm most fascinated by, you're in the right state, team.
Andy. What team are you most fascinated by this upcoming NBA season?
Houston.
I knew it.
The melding of that team under Ime Udoka with Kevin Durant and this idea that Durant is going to put them over the top and they're a championship contender. You know I've said this. I think they might take a step backwards. I think there might be a regression. I could see Durant, who is not a winner. He has won, but is not a winner. A future segment we keep putting a pin in that we're going to do on this show.
But how about that
show?
But we all love Ime, though.
Yeah, I know. And I think Ime is going to get sick and tired of Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant goes to all these super teams that end up being not so super.
Except
ever notice that?
Well, he went to this one super team and they won back-to-back NBA championships.
And they were already super. They beat him.
But were they not a super?
He was riding Superman's coattails. He wasn't Superman.
Yeah, I know.
Now he has to be Superman.
Now, especially
ain't gonna work.
Especially when he won MVP in the finals. Back
you call that hate watching or whatever? That's what I'm going to be doing with the Houston Rockets this year. Because
you
I like
deny it all you want. He was they were an excellent team, but he made them more excellent.
Yeah, but they were already the best team.
But they had just lost the title, so he played the whole like I can't beat you, so I joined you game.
Exactly. And that's what he
does. And they were awesome.
He couldn't win in Phoenix, so he's like, hey, Ime seems like he's got something going down there in Houston. I'll go try to carpet bag down there.
Who's ever going to do an expose on why that team last year should have been really good and was an absolute medical waste fire? That Phoenix team last year was bad.
Oh, yeah,
they should have
Kevin Durant. I think Kevin Durant's toxic. I think Kevin Durant does not make the players around him, the team around him, the organization better. Just my theory. Just a working theory. I have no evidence. Actually, I do have plenty of evidence over the course of his NBA career. 617-779-7937. We're talking a little Celtics schedule if you want to react to that or anything that we have on the table. Alex Cora, should he be a Manager of the Year candidate? What's your faith level in Alex Cora? But up next, it's time for the three-point stance, and I'm going to be talking about funny shoes and funny baseball bats. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.